Here we go. Oh, and Judith. Hi, Judith.
I'm Chloe. Hello, oh. Everybody.
Hola.
Okay. This internet.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Clinton turned the Wi-Fi
off. Yeah, I'm frozen.
Yeah, Clinton turned the Wi-Fi off.
I guessed it.
Unbelievable. Okay, so unbelievable. I want to welcome all of you, and I feel glad that there is people from the Trainer Guild. I mean, I don't think all of you have met. And so Suzanne is in Ravensburg and Catherine is close to Munich. Gunnar and Judith, you're in Belgium. We have Marcin in Poland, Stacia in Australia, Melbourne, Tristan in Wellington. Nelson, Takaka, New Zealand, and Andreas in Göttingen. Am I guessing right?
Yeah.
Yes. Close enough. And the nomads, Vera and Clinton and I, we found ourselves in this little city called Ericeira, really poorly pronounced, in Portugal.
250 meters from the ocean.
Cool. And Manouk is coming in. Manouk is from Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
Actually, maybe she even lives in France now. I don't know if she's in France or in Switzerland. Yeah. And Manouk just delivered her practice ETB a few months ago. And so I met her for the first time with Vera and also Clinton at the Trainer Guild, the Trainer Tourist gathering that was happening in Germany for the first time. Yeah. Cool. I want to start by saying that as I delivered a bunch of introduction to Rage Club and series of Rage Club during the Corona lockdown, I wrote everything on hand because it helps me. So I have all those notes of the exercises and timing and processes that I've done. And I had this plan of writing them up and making a nice Rage Club handbook exercise part. So actually I want to say that Clinton wrote a Rage Club handbook more about the context years ago. And I went through it and I updated it, and it's on this part of the archive in the possibility management archive in the Trainer Path. So there's a Rage Club handbook, which is the part one, which is about context, or the context of the Rage Club. And I have started a part two, which is about only exercises and processes. And I didn't go really far into writing them up. So I wanted for you or for everybody to have access to the exercise that I had discovered. And so I took pictures of them and put them in the folder that Vera just put in the chat. The photos are not, I mean, there's my writing and the photos, and it's not perfect, but it's, let's say, to start. And so with this recording, I will add it to the Rage Club part of the archive in the Google Doc. Yeah. And so that will be an additional resource. Suzanne.
Yeah, would it be helpful if someone typed it just down, your photos?
So yes, I think yes. And there's for the write-up, there's sort of a format. There's a form. So the person who's reading it can, it's like a script. So I think it would be a great start. And then maybe I or somebody else would have to sort of proofread it and made it formal. Clinton.
I recently uploaded to the process website a blank process write-up form, which is the gives the header and the footer and a couple of ideas for a standard write-up that you could fill in and start with. And it would be really helpful if you started on a don't know. It's a, I think it's a doc file. So it's just a doc file that you can download and just use as a startup for your process write up. Thank you.
Where is that again, Clinton?
It's on the process.mystrikingly.com website.
Thank you.
Page down and you'll see the, it just, I don't know where it's, it might be near the top or the bottom or the middle, probably.
We'll find it.
Cool.
I cannot open the link that was sent. Can anyone open it?
Yeah, you have to have an account, I think. That's also my problem.
What? So, but I do...
Can you copy and paste it?
I do copy and paste it, and then it says error 400.
Ah.
Okay, and then it seems like also there's permissions, there's different permissions. So I will let everybody in after this call. But the best is if you ask for permission, so I just can say I accept. It's easier for me instead of looking for the people.
It's via email, right? I have to ask you, or somebody has to ask you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to add for the template that Clinton was talking about of the write-up of processes. It's part of our job as trainer to document the processes that we discover for the next generation. So it's not only for the Red Shrub, it's any process that you discover. If you have this inspiration inside of you of saying, hey, I actually want to share this process, I've worked so well with my team, with my circle, with my participant, and I want other people to be able to deliver it. There's a part of this question in the Trainer Guild of how do we share new processes and new exercise? So we have found this one possibility of having a Zoom call and we get to share and it's recorded and people can have access to it. And the write-up into writing the process in a form of a script. So the person who gets the write-up can print it and then would read the script with the mimetic and the distinction and what is needed, what does the participant need to hear for this process to work. And so in the next, 10 years, 15 years, then people will have this process and the script. And I mean, I still go into the PLAB folder, the archive of the PLAB folder, and I just scroll down and I see processes that I've never heard of before. And I look at the name and I click and I'm like, God, this sounds so cool. I want to do it. And then the write-up is empty. So somebody was inspired by a name of a process and didn't do the write-up. But anyway, I just want to sort of throw that into that part of our context is to also document for the next generations.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. I just wanted to say that this meeting will be for an hour and a half. So an hour and 20 minutes, which will be until 10:30 Germany time. It will last. Is there any questions or anything before we start more with the sharing? Clinton.
I just need to know if the butterfly behind your ears is like the Playboy bunny thing.
Well, it could be if you want it to be, Clinton, but it's not, no. It's from my grandmother. So it's the other end of the spectrum.
Okay, now that we have clarity, we can welcome Joanna. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cool. So the floor is open for Rage Club exercises sharing. Suzanne.
I still have no clarity about your pictures and your processes, your exercises you did on Rage Club.
What do you need?
So there is, as far as I got, there is this blank process write up one could use. And is anybody volunteering to do this? writing the pictures, or is...
I want to add something, Susanne, sorry, is that because the Rage Club exercises often are pretty short, that I have actually put them in a whole one file called the Rage Club Handbook Part 2 Exercises. So, and that I can share, and somebody can start typing in that document with sort of the template of the write-up that Clinton was talking about. So I just wanted to add that. Would you ask your question again? Sorry.
Yeah. Would anybody volunteer to start with typing these exercises? I would like to, but I'm not a great typer. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would like to. I have the impulse to do that.
Cool. Thank you, Tristan. I'll send you the doc file of the handbook part 2.
Cool.
Okay. Then now the floor is open for sharing Rage Club exercises. And please say it if it's online or offline, and give us, okay, in the format, give us the core thing. So is it happening in groups, in pairs, or groups of three, or groups of four, or in the whole group? What is the setup? Do they need any material? And really the steps, like I'm putting them in pairs and with this question or this exercise, and it's for 5 minutes, and then they switch role. So give really all the steps. So anybody who listens to this recording or anybody here can go tonight, deliver Rage Club, and they would have the exercises at hand.
Yeah, I know a very simple one to start with. It can be online or offline. Is you are in couples and you say yes and no, and you get feedback from the other person how that worked, like your facial expression, your voice, maybe gestures, and yeah, that could be the easiest to start with, and it works online and offline.
I would like to add on this for the offline. If you have a group, this works as a warm up. So you stand in a circle and you say the yes and the no into the center of the circle. This works really well to have if you have new people who don't like to open their mouth and express something.
Is it with feedback, Susanne, or is just?
No, it's just a warm up. For the beginning, and the people get the feedback from the group that maybe you can give a feedback. Please open your mouth, be really loud. And it doesn't need much time, let's say 3 to 4 minutes.
And Susanna, is this one at a time people are doing this, or everyone's doing it
together? So you use the group, the force of the group to get the new people in.
We've done this in a group as a warm-up as well. And the first round is everyone doing it together, but not having eye contact with anybody. So just doing it for yourself. And the second round is finding someone across the circle and starting and having eye contact. So it's like another level of warm-up, and the yes and the no again. And then getting feedback after from this partner if that's desired for a third step.
Thank you. Clinton.
As a awareness building whole group exercise, ask people to bite their lips. And then ask, what feeling is that? So your answer would be, what would your answer be if you do it
anger.
Right now? Yeah.
Do you?
Well,
yeah,
the force of biting the lips, you might be covering fear, but the actual force of biting the lips is anger. And then ask people to clench their teeth, go, what feeling is that? And then ask people to tap their foot. And then ask people to pick their nails like this. You know, kind of people picking their nails. I forgot to tell Vera that, but she does this a lot when we're sitting in groups. She's just so pissed off all the time. She wants to sell stuff and yell in people's faces. And she just doesn't, she's picking her fingernails instead. And ask people, some people, when they have hair, they kind of do this thing. Does anybody do this? You kind of twist your hair. Anybody do that? And kind of some people even pull their hair out, kind of pull their hair out. Or they also do this a lot. Anybody ever ask people to do this? You know, you come up to the screen and everybody do this. You try it. Everybody do this. Okay, we have to take a screenshot. Anyway, so this is just to bring awareness to people of how much suppressed anger they have and how it manifests when it is unconscious. So this is unconscious anger awareness. It's called awareness of unconscious anger. And that's a basic one of the intro exercises. Thank you.
What I like to do, exercise that is, it's probably more a centering and being in connection exercise. And I really like it to bring the group together. I'm doing on stage rage clubs. And so it's one of the first exercises to get people in touch with each other. And the thing is that they go in pairs and you have two sticks, wooden sticks, that are not really sharp. They are the same length. And people have them behind, beneath their hands. So they are in a team. And as a space holder, you give them tasks to do. And I usually start like with easy tasks, which are for both of the team members the same. Like you go down or you go up. And then I start with tasks that are probably not the same. And they have to work it out as a team, like go to the right or go backwards. And then different solutions come up and people get really in a close connection with each other, because the outline is not to talk. So it all goes by body language, eye connection, or energetic connection. Yes.
Manuk?
Yeah?
So the pairs are in silence and the space holder is the one that gives the instructions.
Yes.
Okay, and what do you mean with the sticks are beneath their hands?
Like I hold up my hands and the stick is going from my hand to the hand of my partner.
Like this, I think she means like there's a stick on the hands like this.
So there's
But it's in between. No, it's okay. That's interesting that it's so hard to explain that online. So like this is my hand. Can you see me?
No.
No, why not? Oh, okay.
No, you don't have a video.
Oh, okay, sorry. Good. How do I get that done? Why does it not? Okay, there. Yes. Can you see me now? Okay.
Yes.
Hello. Okay, this would be my hand, and this is the hand of my partner. And the stick is in between here. So I'm actually like that, and my partner is like that too. And we have the task to not let them drop. So the stick is also supposed to be it's not all around. It has little sharps. So the task is really to not put too much pressure so it doesn't hurt the other person or yourself, but also not to, to let it drop. And then you get the task like, yeah, when everyone goes up, it's like easy for everyone. But when you ask them to go to the right, they get this confusion. Are they going to the right as a team? And then which right is the right right? And so it's like, yeah, it's like this figuring out how to stay centered, stay to solve the task for yourself and as a team.
And Manouk, how long are the sticks?
I have them, it's about 30, yeah, I made out of a 1 meter stick, I made 3. So it's about 30, 33. And this lens is working quite well so far. I never had the impulse to change it.
And actually, I just want to add another version of this exercise, more like a centering exercise when there are two people and we put the end of the stick at the center. So like we put at the our the belly and the other person put the stick at the end of the belly and we move together so we not let the stick fall. And it's also quite interesting, but more like as a centering exercise.
Yeah, well, warm up to get
the anger.
Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. There's, it takes anger to pay attention, to hold your attention on a thing, and also to stay centered. This is sort of a, more of a, an attention exercise. It's about, so it's in pairs. You can do it online or offline. And one person's job is to explain a complicated process. And the listener's job is to listen to the complicated process to understand it, but at the same time, use their anger to split their attention and do the thing with their fingers where they're going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then 9, 8, 7. So they go up and down with their fingers at the same time that they're listening to this complicated explanation or story. And so they recognize that you use anger, you're using anger to split your attention and to keep focused on two things at the same time. I mean, these, for me, these subtle attention and centering exercises are so important because they're part of our everyday life when we go to sleep. People just go to sleep, get hooked, go unconscious, and it takes, you have to develop this this subtle anger to just not get hooked and to stay awake. So this is the pay attention fingers exercise for anger.
I have one with sword work, and it's in partners. And it starts off, so it starts off with, I gave options. So one man is doing the leading, so forward or backwards, and the other person is the follower. But instead of saying the leader, I say the leader is the space holder. So it's a practice to stay centered and to hold and hold space. Yeah, it only worked for people who know about space holding. So the first part is that the space holder uses his anger to be clear with his movements, and they go for a few minutes. So yeah, it doesn't matter how long, and then they get coaching and feedback from the other partner. How did the space holding work? How could they have been more clear? Where was their center? So did he notice the center going in the head, or did he notice the center being given away to him or her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also how is the connection? So there's a lot of possibilities where to give feedback. And then, so I did that a few times. So, to use the feedback in the coaching and then to swap roles. And then the really interesting exercise after that is both people hold the space. So you meet each other as both space holders. And how can you meet each other and co-create a space where you're holding space for yourself and not being adaptive and also not being dominating?
Mm.
Listen, I have a question.
Yeah.
What the exercise for space holding is anything that, or what, I didn't got it quite right. So what is the space holding exercise for the space holders at the beginning or whatever?
What are they holding space for? Is that the question?
Yes, do you do it?
Yeah. So in the context of Race Club, it's holding space for a clear communication and a clear connection. So when I'm going forward, I'm going forward. When I'm going backward, I'm going backward. And the partner can feel that. So how clear are my movements? How clear is my my leadership? How clear is the space I'm creating?
Does that answer your question, Gunnar?
Yes.
I have an exercise for it would work better online, but I guess it could sort of work offline too. And is to start, I mean, I've often started series of Rage Club with 3-3-3 to do the 3 minutes on a mattress anger. And so it also starts people in this 3 months. So now there's like the Rage Club that's sort of the 3 months are sort of ending, but after the first month of series of Rage Club for 1 month, people kept going for the 3-3-3 together, and they would share in the WhatsApp group. When they had done a 3 minute, they would just send three. So I would start it in the Rage Club. And then one exercise is for them to hold about 50% anger and to walk in their house with 50% anger and to do the things that they've never taken care of, that they didn't do. All the things that they're like, oh, it's too much time, it's too much energy, I'm too lazy, whatever. And you give them 8 minutes to go through their apartments and to handle the things they didn't handle.
Could you give an
example?
I was going to say the same one.
Mm-hmm. Wait, there was a question from Judith. So, for example, cleaning the bathroom, and you spent 4 minutes cleaning the bathroom, or throwing out old food from the cupboards, or making a phone call that you didn't make.
Okay, I understood. Thank you.
Yeah, and I was
exercise.
So this is really good online. It's a really good online one. The thing is to also use the low levels of anger. So it's simply like there's a wrinkle in the blanket that's on the couch, or to straighten up the pillow, or to move the candle on the altar 2 centimeters to the left because it's not symmetrical, or to build drawla in the space. Because if your numbness bar is high, then you miss all these, the little ones. But the anger is really informing us the whole time. And if you don't listen to your low level unconscious anger, it just is an energy drain. You walk through your house and you have this energy drain. And you don't know why. You get exhausted and you don't know why. And so if you use this low level energy, low level anger to detect the subtle things that are pissing you off all around you all the time and handle them. It's really powerful. Thank you.
So it sounds to me like it could be an experiment, 50% of anger, but also let's say 30 or 3, and try the differences with a group in different sessions or even on the same day.
Yeah, the same exercise can be used in Fear Club in the same way, using fear, the intelligence of fear, to see. Of course, you use the anger to implement, but the fear informs you about what's not okay. And so it's a great exercise online.
I have a question. How do people know that they are at 50% of anger? Like, what do I show them, or? You're muted.
It's about building their feelings detector, their anger feeling detector. So you can do this more in, if it's in a series, you do it at the second time or the third time, and you, before you build the feelings detector. And I mean, one exercise for that is to everybody facing the screen. And you do those steps. Okay, we go up to 3% anger. And you check with everybody, okay, are they around 3% anger? And you say, okay, you have a feelings detector, and you move that experience of anger to 3% on the dial. And then you do 12 and then 28. And so people can I was in interest Isaac last week, and somebody had already done some anger work, but I would ask her about her feeling detector, and she would always be about 25% higher. So somehow it gave me the hint that she was really afraid still of her anger, because when she was at 20%, she thought she was at 45%. And it's like, okay, no, this is 20% anger. It's a sensation. And there's 60% or 80% more anger to discover. So it's really useful to, there's a lot of indications and hints in this feelings, the feeling detector.
I have one on site, and it's about being front in front with a pair, and then you get to try to touch the other person's knees. First, this is the first step. The second step is touch the other person's ear, like very, very gentle. And if you want to go for the next step, is trying to put the feet together of the other person. So it's really, and then asking what's the difference between each phase. Because it's really, you need to really control, for example, on the ear, you really need to control your direction, your intention, and the physical also strength.
So you didn't say, but it sounds like the other person's trying to block you from doing that.
Yeah.
The idea is that
the other person is also trying to make that to you. Yeah, it's both people. Ways.
As I understand it, you're not trying to block the other person from doing it, like physical putting their hand away, but it's more that you move your body so the other person cannot achieve, and on the same time you are trying to get the other person to hear.
I try to hit your knees with soft, and also you can make a sound when you do it. So it's like, ah. So you can clear in a space that you had your goal met.
And in the same time, it's also the exercise not to go too harsh, right? It's like softly touching the ear. It's not like bump.
Yeah.
So this is like the exercise to really have this anger pointers to a goal, but in a soft way, not to let it get uncontrolled.
Yeah, in different ways, because the knee, the here, and the feet requires different strength or different precision of anger.
Have you tried it with your eyes closed too?
No.
Okay, thank you. I will do this exercise.
Dada? I just wanted to ask, so that the writing, what is the third thing? Is to hold both feet down or just together? Yeah, you put the palm of the feet. You put the feet together. You touch, and you can, and then it can be for 1 second, 2 seconds, or 3 seconds. It really changes if you just touch and go, or if you keep it, you really have to use your anger more.
This sounds like a play fight warm up exercise.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have one for, this would be offline, and it would have to be somewhere close to some wood, to have some hatchet, I guess you say, the thing that you use to chop wood, and is to have everybody sort of at the same time, or maybe in pairs, it could work in pairs, to have one person chop wood and to realize and to pay attention to how much fear and anger, and how to have them both, anger and fear, going on at the same time without mixing them, to actually chop wood with precision and force. And it's also a centering exercise. And they can have, so they can have coaching from the pairs, and do it for 7 to 10 minutes, and then switch roles, and then you get wood for your chimney.
I suggest you don't do this without a first aid kit. We were doing technopaneriophobia, wooden spoon carving with Ralph Colum. And he was carving out this middle part and sticks the whole knife into his hand. And it's, Jesus, now it's time to go to the hospital, but I have these special band-aids that are like stitches in my first aid kit. So he trusted me, I patch it all up. I go, dude, be careful. 10 minutes later, he comes back and he says, I did it again. He has two scars. Next time you see Ralph Colum, he's in Costa Rica now. He has two big scars on his hand. They're perfectly healed. You know, we never go into the hospital or anything, but people have to learn things the hard way sometimes. So just make sure you have a first aid kit with you to do that.
An exercise that we do, we have...
Martin, go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
I want to ask about this chopping wood thing. Like, do you do this with the prepared, like, big chopping thing? Or, like, you can do... Like, you know, sometimes you have lying benches, like raw lying benches in the wood. So you do this exercise on any of it, or you have those, you know, like big things
prepared? I guess you get, depending on your environment, you just improvise. I mean, depends on what you have.
Being an earth guardian, I propose not to use live plants, like trees standing still.
Yeah,
but
sure.
You can try it with everything, you know, with everything, or even small wood, but it would jump away faster and hurt people.
Yeah. It's just like I take those workshops with men in woods, and it seems like a great exercise actually to work with. So
cool.
Thank you.
So Suzanne, is there any question about this, or is...
No.
Okay. So Manu first, and then Suzanne.
There's, in our space, we have like one of the walls is covered with mirrors. So for one exercise, we put the curtains away and we get people standing in front of the mirror and go directed by us high up in their anger, like start low level and go up to 30%. And it's really a great exercise to get to know people, how they are actually standing towards their own anger. Because a lot of people, they really get disturbed by this exercise, because it's not that hard for them to see other people in anger, but to see themselves. And yeah, it does something. It disturbs them, and it gives great feedback where they are.
Question, is it important to see your whole body for this exercise, because I can imagine this also being on Zoom. If you're standing and you click on attaching the picture to yourself only.
Yeah, I guess so. You can also do it like that online. Yeah.
And an important addition to that is to focus particularly on the face, because so many people learn how to make a nice face. And so many people get Botox to try to get the wrinkles out, and they're afraid that if they go like, you know, they get wrinkles in their face or something, so that everybody's calm, relaxed, peaceful, meditation, no wrinkles. So it's sometimes very difficult to get people to do an angry face. People have to learn to develop the muscles, including some people in this room here where I am, have learned to develop the muscles on their face to just to be angry. I'm really angry. I'm so angry. You know, I'm really angry. I'm so angry. Like, this is important, and people need the feedback from the mirror or the TV screen.
And also, it's interesting to see exactly that, what you say, that people, even if they make their angry face, a lot of them, they don't look at it, even in the mirror. They look to the other people, or they look just like behind them. And this is just for afterwards, for the sharing. When you can see what did you do, where did you look, did you actually look at yourself, and then you can go to a second round and really let them focus on their own face.
You can tell they can practice when they go in public toilets and they have a stainless steel toilet paper dispenser. You can lean over and practice making an angry face. Nobody can see you.
Yeah. In addition to this that we've worked with as well is just to invite people to just be in eye contact with themselves and to really see how long they can hold this eye contact just with themselves in the mirror. It's really difficult for a lot of people. And also to say no, like to just do this really simple no. And to speak it to yourself and to receive a no from yourself even can be quite confronting. And we also do an additional one where we invite people to move their hand and do a like, ha! In front of the mirror. Mostly online, we've done some of these in person as well. Yeah. And this feels like it's sort of a secondary centering practice as well, bringing the hand down and landing it at the center.
Something to add to that. So in New Zealand, we have these Maori warriors, and they are really good at making terrifying faces.
Yeah.
And this works really well online and in person to make a Maori warrior face and look at someone else and hold your center. And so like,
mm-hmm.
And you just meet each other like a Maori warrior. It's fun.
Who's speaking when you say it's fun?
My warrior being.
Maori warrior.
I just wanted to question, did any of you try to put Hakka in anger workshops? Because I was wondering about it. And how does it work?
We did it one time just before the formal dinner where the men made this Hakka, came into the space and did the Hakka for the women. Mm-hmm. And they looked at us and they said, do it again.
Because it was too short.
They loved it. Because it completely made the space wonderful, but it was only 30 seconds long.
So it's not easy. So you need somebody who can do Hakka. The other guys. We're pretty handicapped
that way.
For Chloe and Clinton, when Clinton, if you're talking and Chloe's microphone is on, it there's a really big echo and vice versa. So can you just be mindful? This is harder to hear. Thank you.
So with the Hakka, I've done just which is the end of the Hakka. And you can practice this. In New Zealand, it works really well because everyone knows the end of the haka, and it's about when you finish with a you land the energy in the ground, and you hold the energy in your body, and you let it echo in the space. So it's a beautiful anger exercise.
How do you spell H-I. It?
Can you teach us to do this? How is it?
Yeah. And so, okay, I'll teach you properly. So you go he, and then you hold the face. Then you hold the Maori warrior face. Okay? 3, 2, 1.
No.
You stare people down.
I'll practice that in front of a mirror.
It's funny because often I find Europeans and Americans, they look really goofy with the.
They look what?
Goofy. So it's something to practice, yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm not American anymore.
An exercise that comes to me maybe about the face is that you could creep around as cats or lions or so in a group and take care of your space, and you go and then if somebody gets too close, so you take care of your space, don't let the cats get too close to each other and really make the face and the noise and really like get into the into a cat really and take care of that. I think about cats fighting also, how they stay together and go around that.
For the face, I discovered that doing the yes, no, ha, like the ha exercise online, is when people actually end up quite close to the camera. And that's the moment where their faces are really dead. And so it's to when they get too close to the camera. So I never did it looking into your own eyes. I only did it looking into other people's eyes. But then to start doing mean face and then starting the sound. And it's a great warm up of after saying yes, no, ha. And then they start making growls and having their teeth and no smiling and all those hints. So sort of at the end of the ha exercise. I'm sure it would work offline also.
You mean you have ho exercise, well, Aunt Chloe?
Yes.
Okay.
I really like the distinction of what you're angry about is what you care about, and to start sharing, like, I'm angry that my mother was violent with me when I was young, so I care about violence in the world, and making these bridges between what you share and what you're angry about, and then sharing what you care about in the world.
Just to sort of build on that.
Yeah, go.
Okay. You can do this distinction in different kind of exercises, but the one that we do, or the one that I've done, is push shoulders to be, so you have somebody else across from you, and you can be in line or spread out in the room, but in line, it makes it really cool because you just have the energy of other people also. And to put your hands on the other person's shoulder and the other person is across, and then you start pushing against each other, not more than 30% anger. So as the space holder, you need to be really clear that this is not about hurting the other person, and it's not about gremlin anger or, I'm going to tackle you to the ground. It's not about that. It's about having a sense of pressure and connection, so that you can let the anger come and like Joanna said, I'm angry about this. I'm angry about this. I'm angry about this. and you keep, and people keep just starting their sentence by saying, I feel angry about or because. And you can do it one, one person is, the first round is only sounds. So people to get into their anger like this. And then you take a pause, let the energy circulate and just, yeah, integration. Then the second round is one line speaks and the other person's only listen. And but and also the other person can encourage, can say go and yes and keep going. So there's a space holding across. And then they come to an end and integrate just the energy and then change roles. And there's really different sort of ending to that, to that practice. One that we did in Shoskleizeg is then to write down what you are, to write down what you said, to write down, I am angry because of this and this, and also to write down, like Joanna said, the thing that you care about, like the conversion of, if you are angry because there's still cars and using fossil fuel, that we are still using fossil fuel, well, what you really care about is a viable future, like a future on this planet, or so that you write both. And then there's sort of, there's two ways that I've built up this exercise. One is you can go into dragon speaking. And this is so cool because you just reveal to yourself and to other people what you care about. And it's like, okay, then what are you? What are you in the world? You care about this. What are you going to do about it? What stand are you taking? So the dragon speaking works. Or another direction is, okay, you care about this, but somehow you haven't done anything about it. You care about this, but somehow it's not yet fixed. It hasn't changed. So there's something in the way of you taking action, and that is unconscious fear. So then you move into the direction of the unconscious fear that is bigger than the anger and stopping them to take action. And so again, in pairs, they can stay with the same person, and it's okay, I'm afraid of taking action. I'm afraid of doing what matters to me because this might happen, because people might judge me. People can hear me still. Yeah, it's frozen on my side.
Yes, I can still hear you, but the picture's not moving.
Okay. And
Chloe, how would you...
She said her bit.
Yeah, and Chloe said she's kicked out and she's coming back in.
Oh, I was asking her. Oh, there she is.
Go ahead.
How would you do that online?
Yeah, against the wall. You put people in breakout room and then you put them against the wall. So they don't really have the connection, but it still works. Mm. Not like my internet.
Thank you.
So when it's offline, they're just standing and they put their hands against each other and they go like 30%. Anger, right?
Yes. And it's sort of, it's about this leaning. It's about the sensing the... God.
Talk on.
Go.
Okay.
She can't see that.
Yeah, no, you're just frozen, but if you can hear me, it works. Then it's about feeling, it's about mostly feeling the pressure and having something to work your anger against.
Yeah, I like this exercise also offline. And what a lot of people get is actually to not be alone when you're angry.
Yes.
This is for a lot of people, it's an important thing that they can be angry and they're not isolated, they're not abandoned, they are whole with their anger.
And I want to add just one more thing. Clinton, can I mute you? Thank you. Then you can do a third part, and the third part would be experiments. what experiments can, so groups of three, then you shift from the pair to groups of three, and then it's about building experiments together so that you change your relationship to this unconscious fear. So yes, there can be emotional healing processes to do, but there's also a bunch of experiments for people to change their relationship to their fear now that they have clarity about it. So it's a really cool, I don't know, it takes like a couple hours, 2.5 hours to just do the whole thing.
That could be a whole day workshop. In Brazil, we did a whole evening.
It could be a whole day workshop, or in Brazil we did a whole evening workshop just on that.
I have a question to that exactly, because do you change the setting when you shift to the fear? Because I have a little impression that the anger thing with the pressure is not related then, so it's not so. Do you experiment with that?
The thing was, it was a game world builder workshop. So it wasn't an anger workshop, but clearly central to being able to build a game world is knowing what you're passionate about, what you care about. And so when you're doing rage work and fear work inside of a game world builder workshop, and that was really effective. People loved it. So you don't have to call it an anger workshop to switch from the anger to the fear. So if you're doing the pure anger workshop, it would be confusing. But if you're doing something else, it can be mixed.
But the question was, how does the setting change when you're going from the rage work, which is with your shoulders?
Yeah. No, the fear work, we just had people sit close together.
Hmm. Thank you.
Almost physical contact. And people, because they had just done the anger, they were in their body and their heart was open. And then we had people saying, I never felt so afraid. I never felt my fear so big that I'm so afraid to do that. And they, because they were just sitting, it was quiet and they were close together. Somebody was listening and with them, they could really feel their fear. And God, the hair on my arms are standing up right now. But if you can really feel the fear, you just shift from, the anger thing down to this close thing. Thanks for the question, Gunnar. It's a great question. And before we leave this thing, I just wanted to say, we figured out a way for online for people to do a standing rage hold. And what you do is you have people bring a backpack and they put on their backpack. And so you have, that's over their shoulders. And then you take a rope like this, you take the rope and put it in between the strap. So it's holding the backpack. You put on the backpack, but between your back and the backpack is a rope, and it goes back from the backpack, and you tie it to a door handle on the other side of a door or a post. So here you are, you're up, somebody's holding your shoulders, and the whole backpack is tied to a door or a post. And we haven't had anybody rip down the house yet. I mean, tell people not to, or rip their backpacks in half or something like that. But it's a way to have a person in a standing rage hold online. It's just cool.
Wouldn't it help the backpack to be very heavy or as well? Not necessary. You're muted.
Only for Germans.
Thank you.
And what comes to me, you can also use it as exercise for the individual session, is it? Like you can be the one, and the person can do it.
Ah, yes.
Mm. Mm.
What?
Didn't get it.
You can do it in single coaching session. And there's nobody to hold the person, but you have this backpack set up, and then you just get in this coat. Get in there. We have a way to hold you. I want to tell one, which is, it's you can. I so far I only figured out how to do it in person in a workshop space where there's people. But it's almost more of a trainer exercise. But you have somebody up in the front giving a talk, and then the person in the audience, their job is to pirate the space. So you have four, five, six, whatever people in the audience, and their job is to pirate the space. So we found so often at the Eco Village and even in this space, it's people don't interrupt. You know, we're nice, we put up our hand, nobody calls on us. We don't feel accepted or we don't feel included. We don't feel included. So we made this agreement in at the Eco Village where we were, was from now on forever, you are always included in everything. You're always invited into everything. And so you don't have to wait, but it still, it takes anger to put up your hand, interrupt, step forward. And the way to practice it is it's not about just coming. You have to use anger to pirate space. So, and then one person. Am I caught up yet?
We hear you.
Okay. Next person tries to pirate the space. So, and it's, you feel when they succeed to pirate the space, they get everybody's attention on them through the question, through their force, through their commitment, through their enthusiasm. And you pirate the space through this anger force, this commitment force. And so you take turn, whoever.
Can you make an example?
Yes, Martin, you before had your hand up in this space and you didn't take over the space to say what you wanted to say. You were waiting for somebody to call you. And then the topic went to someone else. And actually I rescued you. And I said, Martin, go ahead. Do you remember that? So in this space, you need to use your anger to say what you have to say. Because you got, you know, a whole room full. So does that help as an example?
No. And this is online, Clinton. This is online, and you said you can only do it offline. Of course, online there is the space, the place missing. But still, online you can practice it too, and exercise and experiment with it.
I just want to say that I don't see anybody's video, and the sound is sort of ish. So whoever needs to speak, just speak.
We can't see your video either. Okay. And Chloe. I can't. I don't know if anyone else can.
I have one that is about, it's good for calibration, and it's also good for finding the information from the anger. And I found it to work online and offline. And so offline, you stand in a circle and one person starts, I feel angry because, and let the information come in the moment. So about anything. And the rest of the group's job, when that person's finished, is to match their anger level. So the rest of the group says ho or he or whatever, and you match the level of anger with which they said they were angry about something. And then it shifts to the next person. And then when you do it offline, the space holder you just declare the next person. So just say, okay, now Stacia, now Habet, and I include myself. So, and now Tristan, and then I start the next.
I didn't hear. What do the people answer to it?
Anything, but I say ho. Just a word or
just make a sound.
Yeah, and you match the intensity of anger.
So we have a called the Tao Pound,
I'm not quite sure how easy it's going to be to share it, but it's literally getting a towel, folding it in half, rolling it up, putting elastic band around each end. So it's sort of like a soft sword in a way. And then there's a process to invite people to, I don't know if you can see this, but to kneel on the ground with their arms down on the ground and holding the towel like this. And
yeah,
take some breaths. And it's like to really make sure that this is open here. And it's about sort of building the energy of anger. It's a radix, like a core energetic sort of anger practice that we learned from a different world. And you invite people to take seven breaths and then to make one strike. So really easing in. This is the first sort of bigger anger practice we do on our whole weekend. We have the Friday night where it's more theory and then some centering. And then this is the first thing we do. And then take one strike and then five breaths and then making three strikes with sound. And there's lots of, I can share instruction about this somewhere else, like the full length detail words to say things. But after the five breaths, you make three strikes with like, ha, ha, with a sound. And it's really hard for people to make sound sometimes with this in the first place. And then three final breaths, and then you go until you feel complete. And the complete isn't until you've exhausted yourself. So it's really inviting people to tune into when that wave has subsided, not until I push myself until I'm exhausted. So, and it's really noticeable at the end whether people feel really exhausted. Often there's a lot of fear coming. Some people are like laughing their heads off because they've never met that part of themselves before. Some people are crying. And it's opposite a partner. I mean, you can do it. We sometimes do it in some practices where people have done rage work with us before, they do it on their own. But at the beginning, we have someone sitting opposite, a fair distance away, their space holding. And it's a practice for them as well, because they get to experience somebody taking responsibility for their anger and not throwing it at them. So we introduce this idea that, you know, that the anger is going down into the earth. It's like a black hole exercise in a way, but we haven't done the black hole yet because we do that later. But just the notion that the anger is going down into the ground, and this is about witnessing someone taking responsibility for their anger and to be seen in your anger, and, you know, committing to not hurting yourself, of course, and all those things at the beginning. And we normally do a couple of rounds of that. Normally we just invite people to find a partner randomly in the group at first, and we've only done it in person so far, but we had a 21-day anger practice recently that we invited people into, and we made a video about this. Actually, I could share that with you, and invited them to do it themselves if they want to. There's lots of videos in that group of all the practices that we've used. I could share them somehow. And then the second round is choose someone dangerous to do this with. And you can make your own variations after that.
Thank you. I'd like to share one that is more of a discussion or context setting for unconscious anger. So when it's either online or in a group, but to just ask people to think about times when they have hurt themselves accidentally, or if they've broken something, they break something accidentally, and to just bring the awareness to, okay, what is the thing that you're angry about, that to make the unconscious anger conscious. So the thing that I was angry about when I cut my finger, or when I dropped the glass, broke the pencil or whatever, is it can also go up to kick the dog or slam the door or threw the dish or spanked my child. Like, these is to really people admit how their unconscious anger comes out sideways and to bring it more into their consciousness. And then that brings more awareness in their daily life that, gosh, I almost dropped that plate. What am I angry about? Things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the exercise we did. It's called Wild Sword. That is usually one has one of these wooden swords and then goes around the room and really goes, makes strikes and make a noise and goes in pure anger, kind of a fight through. And the other people are watching and giving feedback, and you do this again. How go you really pure anger doing that with your sword, with your full energy, fully centered, being in the space or something. And that was always, people didn't think they could do this before, but then afterwards they were just great standing there in their full power of that. It's really amazing also with people having no experience at all.
Andreas?
Yeah.
What were they doing in their full power with their sword?
Yeah, you were kind of a sword fight. You make like strikes and make a noise, like not really against somebody, but use your anger to make a sword strike, to be in the space, to go around, have your space also take care of that. It's not really having an enemy, but it's more standing for yourself and being in full power there. You don't need so much explanation, just do it then. People would do and it just works then.
Thank you.
I have a more advanced exercise which uses the foam swords they have in Taekwondo for training. So it's about centering. You are in pairs. You need one sword. One person is hitting with really trying to hit. So you really need anger. And really try the person across you to hit with the sword. And the person across, the second person, turns away in the last moment. So it's all about timing and centering. It's really a difficult exercise, and it brings out the fear, especially in women, to hit somebody with a sword. And really use anger and really use attention to hit somebody. And the second person really needs to be centered so they get the moment when they turn around and the sword goes by. And it takes some time. It's a practice time. And it's not for new people. It won't work. We tried it with new people. It doesn't work because they cannot keep their center and they don't find the timing. And it's much fun.
Yeah, if you have a story still that anger is violent, then it won't work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you need anger on the second. You need really the feeling and not the emotion.
Mm. And just for the clarity, is it Taekwondo or is it Aikido?
The swords you can buy in Taekwondo. Taekwondo, we have it from a Taekwondo studio. Okay. It's not the wooden one, it's foam.
Oh, foam.
Like this length, about 60 centimeters. It's not expensive.
Don't do this with wooden sword.
No.
Does it hurt when somebody hits you full go? Yes.
A little bit, yes.
Okay.
Especially on the head, it's not good. Shoulder is also not good.
I mean, you could use the wood sword, but you have to go at very slow motion. Just go just very slow motion.
Has anybody tried these, where they fight with these soft swords and shields? I've seen off in a group somewhere around here, they like middle-aged fighting or something. Has anybody tried that? It looks like fun and really go into that and do what you are usually not allowed to.
Yes, I have. It's fun and you can also get hurt.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
I was a bike.
there's a warm-up exercise for that, which is just with a tennis ball. And you have to do that, obviously, in person, because we can't fax the tennis ball across the screen yet. But tennis ball. And the warm-up is, to throw the ball to another person takes anger, to throw it to them. So there's this balance. We learn how to make a balanced, appropriate anger. This is called appropriate anger. Even somebody says, pass the salt. You have to use anger to pass the salt. But with the ball, if you throw it not angry enough, it doesn't reach the other person, or it's not straight to them. And if you throw it too hard, they get hurt. Or they can't catch it. So this is a way that we easily as children learn appropriate anger. But so often in other things, we have forget that. So you can use the same skill for appropriate anger in other interactions.
I've got an idea for online. You have something like a basket. It would be like basketball, but you can also take a dustbin, a bin, put it somewhere, and then use the appropriate anger from different angles of the room, or lay down the bin so it can go in but doesn't jump out, and things like that. So they can do it in their rooms.
And to throw the tennis ball against the wall, I guess, and catch it again.
Yeah.
Because we are speaking about so many swords, I think a great anger experience could be to forge with fire and metal. Is it the right
word? Yes.
Okay, because our son does this, and Gunnar did it as well, and he says it's really interesting when we have guests here who do this with him. He says sometimes it has to be the right intensity to hit the metal, but not too hard, but with all the strength in your body, and you need to be really centered to do this. And you have to be very aware of the fire and of the hotness of this metal and how to use it. And it's really a great experience to do as a forging.
I love the stop exercise. And the stop exercise, do you all know it? Somebody coming towards you, and you say stop, you say go, and they come from the other side of the room, you say go, and then you say stop, and you land it in them so they will stop. And there's a coach who coaches you why it worked or didn't work and so on. And you can do it online in rooms that are a little bit bigger. You can do it online easily as well. And the third person in the Zoom call being the coach. And it's easy. And I'm still practicing with my no.
And also,
go ahead.
There's a variation of it, but it's quite difficult to make. Is like you need to do it in the field with the cows, because last time we had like a hump in the field, and there was like a whole horde of the cows who invaded our camp. So we were doing like a stop for the cows, and we were like doing the anger workshop to learn. Like, first it was me, because the guy was like fear, and then we like all standing and like, no, stop for the cows. And the cows were just like running away. It was like the most amazing anger workshop I ever did, actually.
I did it with a dog once who wanted to come and eat my food when we were sitting there and having bread and something, and I did it with him, and it worked. And a strange dog, of course, and really huge.
You can do this exercise online or offline. It's called apple rage. So you have everybody come with an apple, and then you have them eat the apple with anger, which is a first, you can tell people that if they chew gum, if you see people chewing gum, you ask them what feeling that is. So people are chewing gum all the time. What I usually ask people is, whose head are you chewing on? While you're chewing gum, you are chewing on somebody's head. Who is that? So that the anger comes in the mouth with the chewing. And so you can have a become aware of that kind of chewing conscious by doing apple anger. You just take it and you go, do apple anger. And you eat the apple with anger. So of course, don't hurt yourself and don't hurt anybody else. And don't drip apple juice on your keyboard because you can kill your computer. But it's a good one.
They have one about being right. Because to be right is unconscious anger. And I did it online, but of course it can be done offline, and it's in pairs. And one person is the person who will be right. And the other person just asks a question, says, you know, where do you come from? You know, where do you come from? And the other person's come, I was born in Germany. And so let's say partner A is the person who have to be right, and partner B is the person sort of holding space. And so partner B says, where do you come from? Partner A say, Germany. And partner B says, no, I don't think you actually come from Germany. And partner A said, no, I come from Germany. I'm really, I can show you my birth certificate. I really come from Germany. And the other person said, you know what? I don't think so. I think you were born somewhere else. No, I'm right. And to feel this righteousness of the anger. So really with simple question, you know, how are you, or what did you eat for breakfast? I just want to tell a story that I did this online, and I didn't know if it was really going to work, but people were blown away about it. It's really about having the experience of what it feels like to be in this righteousness. Because then during the week, they could say, hey, God, I realize how much I want to be right, because that experience kept coming up and coming up. And one woman says, I don't think I can be right. I cannot do it. And I said to this woman, the thing that you are right about is about being wrong. So some people are committed that they are right about being wrong. And she just couldn't get it. She was like, it wasn't going in. And then we did another exercise in pairs again. And she got the instruction correctly, but her partner didn't get the instruction. And so they were in this breakout room, and her partner said, no, we shouldn't keep going and stuff like that. And she's like, okay. And they came back in the main room, and she said, I was in this exercise and I believed her. I believe my partner. And then I said, this is it. You want to be right about being wrong. And all of a sudden she got it, how much she, and then it goes with giving her scent away, that she keeps giving her scent away, and that she is right. She is right about giving her scent away. So there can be that showing up also, this right about being wrong.
Do you have a special exercise on giving the scent away?
About that?
Yeah, about giving the scent away. This comes really often.
I have a centering exercise that I do in the beginning of rage clubs and other trainings, online trainings, which is after getting them to be centered for the first time and explaining the centers. So the first time they're moving their energetic center to their physical center with their intention, and to experience it for the first time, then is to look at other people in the call. Some people do it with their eyes closed, so to really tell them to open their eyes and to look at other people in the call, to notice if they give their center away when they look at a particular person, if the same gender or opposite gender, if there's attraction or not, if there's, to notice the tendency, so that they can close their eyes and go back to their center again, and open again eyes and make visual contact. And the third part is to stay centered and look at in their own room, their living room or their bedroom, to look at the objects without giving their center away to the to-do list, to the things around their house that is to do.
This is all about fear, though.
Yeah.
It's not about anger.
No.
Giving your center, giving your center away is about fear.
Fear. Yeah. Yeah.
So the object you're afraid, the person you're afraid, guys, all about fear.
Where do you talk to?
No, we don't hear either of you.
Wait. So and so.
You're muted.
The question from Susanna was exercises about giving center away or not.
Which is about fear.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's about fear.
And the assumption, I mean, really what people have to get is that actually they don't know what it feels like to be centered. So you can say the experience that you have in your life, any experience is that you're giving your center away. And anything different from that is being centered. Mm-hmm. Instead of people think I have the experience of being centered, I want to have the experience of giving my center away, but they have it the other way around. They have it
claiming your center back is about anger, right?
Yeah. And they're giving center away.
Yeah. Yeah. So also the exercises where you give your center away, even if you do it out of fear, to stay centered in the same exercise, you need a certain percentage of anger to stay there. And one exercise that we did, which was actually in a fear thing, but as the question was an exercise about giving your center away, is when you go in pairs and one people close their eyes and the other one is behind them and gives them instruction just by tapping their shoulder, right or to the left or stop or go. And you make this space small. So the space holders really have sometimes to go fast, not to hit someone else. And what a lot of people do is when they have their eyes closed, they don't feel anything anymore. They give their center completely away. And this is kind of the experience to then guide them to the point where can you stay centered and you trust actually, but you stay centered. And yeah, it's an interesting exercise to do it in two rounds.
Yeah,
we
you
do
need
this with being centered where we invite people to, after doing some centering work, to walk around the room and just to choose to give their center away to an object or to a person or to a thought or something like this and just be in it for
Stacia,
a minute.
Yes. Will you please tell your story in the present time? You keep speaking from we did, we have, it's the past, and then it has no power. It's just like you're just telling a story from the past instead of delivering how to do the exercise here in the present. Try
that. So you're in your center and then walking around a room or a space, which I haven't tried it in person. I haven't tried it online. I've only tried it in person. Inviting people to give away. Please keep giving me feedback around this because I think there's a glitch around this past present thing. I'm not sure. I'm just noticing it. Yeah. And now I'm freezing a little bit. Inviting your people to give their center away to something in the room.
Just say invite your people. Invite your people to give their center away in the room. Like that.
Yes.
Invite.
What else can I say? Because I'm stuck on that for some reason.
I mean, instead of say inviting or we invited, just say you're giving, give us instructions. Invite. Tell us what to do. Get pissed off and tell us what to do.
So thanks. So invite people to give their center away and then inviting them to claim it back again. And it's really interesting to notice what happens in the room. So then ask them, what did you notice? So we do this, doing it a couple of times. And then when you finish, inviting a group discussion.
You just said, and we do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, and so it's dangerous. This would be an experiment for you, is just realize you take more of a risk being in the present, giving instructions, than telling stories from the past. There's no risk because it already happened. So this could be something to work on. That's cool that we found that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and that would be that. Do you want to add one thing, Stacia, or?
I wanted to, yes, and I don't need to, because I'm seeing lots of things happening there.
I just want to say, just have a discussion with your people about their gremlins using anger. My gremlin uses anger too. And it's just for people to find how their gremlin is using anger. It's really important.
Okay, and that would be a wrap on the gremlin anger. Cool. Thank you very much for coming here and sharing and exploring. And this is, I think, whatever, it's like 1% of possible anger exercises to do in Rage Club. So I would like to do this sort of as a, you know, every 6 months we get to have an online thing and share the latest exercises and also doing the write up, if you can do the write up. And I think with that, we could start sharing our a part of our discoveries around the world.
So, and just this last note from Joanna is cool because she's using her anger to give a podcast conversation at a radio station, which is just great.
Cool. Does anybody need anything or need to say anything?
Yes, I want to share that I really appreciate that because the thing I got now is really how you guys told me exactly the purpose of your I got this distinguishing thing between how to get that together to make an experience in a form, but then to tell somebody else how to do that. Thank you for sharing what you found out and how exactly what the purpose and why you do this and then that and then that. Thank you. Thank you. That inspires me. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Nice to have new exercises to try out.
I think I want to say, I think Vera was typing frantically. So you almost typed in all the exercises as much as fast as possible. So, and you shared the document, right? In the last one. Cool.
That's great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful thank you people. All. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ending the meeting.